الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. صدق الله المولان العظيم. As a reminder for myself first, for all of us, we all have to do amal. There are four things that we should keep in mind, make dua for, and make an effort for. Very, very important. The first is the impediments, the blockages that block a person from doing amal, from it being accepted. The first is to do the amal, namaz, tilawat, whatever. That all the blockages which are there, I think it's not important, na'uzubillah, I haven't got time, I'm a very busy person, I'm busy with this, so I don't get time for my amal. So Allah must remove that. Let me understand that this is absolutely important. Somebody wrote to Maulana Salim Dhora Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. What a beautiful reply Maulana gave. It's not that you haven't got time. The importance of Quran Sharif is not in your mind and your heart. If the importance is there, whatever thing we think is important, we make the time for it. But if the importance is not, we just put it off, it's not so important. And we regard it as a minor thing. Even so big things like a Juma Namaz. Somebody will say, one Juma Namaz, what the big fuss about it? One Juma Namaz, Allahu Akbar. And a person, that person can say this at Juma time, who's on a sports ground. He hasn't got importance of Juma, he can say such a thing. Otherwise the importance of Juma, one sunnat. There are those people in the ummah who die for one sunnah. These are the important things. And there are those people who are dying for small haram things of dunya. That is important for them. So the first thing, Allah must remove all those veils that we don't do amal. The second is, when we do the amal, then all those things that we are doing, that amal is not correct. We are making namaz, no concentration. We making namaz, our wudu is not correct. Istinja is not correct. So many things that we are not aware of. We are making amal, making tilawat, teaching deen, going in jamaat, but we are doing so many wrong things that amal is not correct. And the third thing is that when we do the amal, we must make dua and ask Allah Ta'ala for the acceptance of it. Just doing an amal, even if it's got all the conditions of acceptance fulfilled, Allah is absolute. Allah Ta'ala, nobody can dictate anything. If Allah, so we have to beg Allah that He must accept from us. My Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahab, my Maktab Ustad, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, like now we finished Isha Namaz, somebody asked you Isha, Isha is finished, we made Isha. But nobody is worried, is my Isha accepted or not? If I made application for a visa for anything else, and I made my visa application finished, I'm sitting content. Is it accepted? Is my visa going to come or not? That is the important thing. And after acceptance also, very, very important for all of us, I address myself first, that amal, after doing it, it mustn't get destroyed again. Even after it's accepted by Allah, it can get destroyed very easily also. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has quoted a hadith from Imam Ghazali, who quotes from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when people do amal, there are many who do them with ikhfa, hiding it secretly, privately, nobody must know. And with ikhlas. This whole thing needs a lot of explanation, but briefly you all can understand. I did it very secretly, nobody knows, and with complete sincerity. But after some time, years also, I went and talked about it. I told somebody about it. When it is transferred in my record of deed, Allah has got full control. From ikhfa, from hidden to izhar. Now it's a public amal. It's still with ikhlas, it's still accepted, but it hasn't got that value which an ikhfa, a hidden amal has got, which nobody knows. In fact, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, everyone must have some such amal, even if they are in the stages of nafil, that nobody knows about it. Not even your wife, nobody knows about it. Those amal will help you tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. That is that ikhlas. By Allah, value is of sincerity. So now you spoke about it, it came out from ikhfa, but it is still in ikhlas. After some time you speak about it, and now it is gone from ikhlas into riya, show. So you did it, you did the amal, you did it correctly, it was accepted also, but then you lost it on the way. So Maulana Thani rahmatullah Ali gives an example. In those days when Hajj was so difficult, a person who had made three Hajj, that is to get from his town to Bombay, was very difficult. To come to the from the village to the town, from the town by train to one station, from there to Bombay, they're getting all the things organized, going by ship, and customs in Jeddah was like Qiyamah. And after that, getting to Makkah Sharif, which is nearer than Medina Sharif, but the Bedouins used to waylay them, rob them, they used to go by camel 7 days to reach Makkah Sharif. And then taking all the provision, ghee, oil, flour, rice, all that also they had to carry it with them. Three Hajj like that he made. And then on one occasion, a visitor came and he told his son of Khadim that bring my zamzam of my third Hajj and give this person. Maulana says in that one sentence, half a sentence, he destroyed three Hajj down the drain. He did it properly, he made effort. So we have to be, don't ever think I'm alright. The minute you think I'm alright, tell our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair. Hazrat says, I've prepared one poem that on the day of Qiyamah I will read that. That when I say I'm successful there, then I will read that poem. Nobody knows yet. Never sit on our laurels. Never judge other people. We don't know our own condition. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to one of his journeys to South Africa, he went and visited our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Niyasa. He told Hazrat that I've heard that you have made lot of Hafiz. Before there were hardly any Hafiz. Allah through you made lot of Hafiz. How many did you make? So Hazrat immediately replied and said that I will know in the Qabr. That what is accepted, that is what I made. And what is not accepted is nothing. So our Shaykh says, if I had 100,000 rand at that time, about 20-30 years ago, for that answer I should have given it to Hazrat. The reality, to know reality. And we find Buzurgan-e-Deen are those also, you ask them their age, they say my age, they will give that age what they were conscious of Deen. When they were unmindful of Deen, they didn't know, they didn't really practice, though they did practice. But it wasn't that quality they reached later. Then they say they discount that. That is out of the equation. One Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali was in Rangoon. We had the good fortune of meeting him. At that time his age was about 110 years. So when I asked him, how old are you, Hazrat? He took a little thought. He said, about 30 years. We will say he's finite, but he is in reality. That is, now I've, since about 30 years, I've matured spiritually. Though he was a great alim, serving Deen whole life. And we just make two rakats nafil, and immediately we write to our Shaykh, mashallah, I'm reading tahajjud every night. And the next night it's gone already. We got no istiqamah or anything. Allah give us tawfiq. So four very important things, that the tawfiq and understanding to do amal, then to have them done correctly, then the worry that they must be accepted, and then the worry that Allah says, man ja'a bil hasanati, not man amila bil has, not a person who did a good deed, but a person who came with it. And that is a big worry, that is it going to be with me when I meet Allah Ta'ala? Otherwise, there will be those people, their amal, haba'am mansura, like dust that is just made to fly away in the air. They see the amal and just there was no, something it didn't qualify, and it will, you just see all your amal going. You've got all your money in your attache, and you see somebody just came and robbed you and he took it away. And there they are four or five of them, and they're dishing it out. You can't do anything about it. All our good amal can go like that. We got no reason to be sitting on our laurels, to think I'm pious, others are not pious, we are good, they are, we don't know. There only we will know. May Allah have mercy upon us. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, and there's so much of matter in it. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And undoubtedly, Lam is also taqeed, Qad is also taqeed, Kalamullah is mu'akkad, and Kalamul Qur'an. How much of taqeed? What more we need? And then Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ. Allah has made ihsan on you. Allah has done a favor to you. The favor of Allah. What a great favor. What is that favor? Is بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ. When Allah has sent to them, is بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. A Rasul from amongst them. Hey, the Arabs particularly, what a great favor, how much to appreciate it. Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the Arabs, and he sent them to them directly first, the first recipients, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So a great, great favor of Allah is ba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim. And then three great responsibilities, duties of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three great favors on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three great favors on the ummah. Three great favors on mankind, on animals, on jinn, on everyone. Those three great duties of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaslu alayhim ayatihi. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam recited the ayats of the Quran Sharif, which ulama say is reference to the maktab system, where children learn to read the Quran. What a great favor the maktab system, which is in the world. Each one of us, the minimum we must make dua, where we can help and support financially, physically, with duas, with advice, that makatib must be spread in the world. This was the first duty, yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Second, wa yuzakkihim, and tazkiyai nafs, for which we are gathered here. We are gathered for a very great and honorable mission. The mission for which Allah had sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah enumerates it as his great favor on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the ummah, on everyone. Today Allah gave rotten people like me, like us, to be gathered for this. So this is a very great and very, very important thing, tazkiyah nafs, to purify our souls.
a little bit more inshallah on that later. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And then another very great thing, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And Allah Ta'ala, what a great favor, Allah has taught them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, the Quran. No kitab in the world like the Quran Sharif. Some time ago there was a meeting of the madrasas in Bangladesh, and the topic of discussion was whether we should include modern education, science and that in the madrasa curriculum. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi was also present. He thought no harm, they will know little arithmetic, they will know little science, little geography about the world, it will help them, no harm in it. At night when he slept, he saw a dream in which a grass mat was unfolded. And on that grass mat was written, An-Najatu fi Ulumil Mustafa. That salvation is in the ulum, the ilm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It isn't in science and maths and geography and algebra and all that. It is in the our najat, our salvation, full salvation what you require is in the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he saw later on in his dream, before getting up, that he's giving azan. And at the top of his voice he's giving azan. And he's saying, An-Najatu fi Ulumil Mustafa Sayyidu Sadat. He said the two words in the dream, I added from my side. On the mat was only that, An-Najatu fi Ulumil Mustafa. And Maulana was a Sayyid. And anyone, that feeling you have with a Sayyid, Allahu Akbar. Talk gets a bit long, and we haven't got so much time. On one occasion, somebody came to Hazrat Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri in Karachi, and a beggar, ordinary, down to earth, street person, beggar, and he said, I'm from Kashmir and I'm in need. Maulana gave him the best of food to eat. Maulana gave him presents, expensive, very, very special presents. Hazrat Khadim was with Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, all this, you could just give him something, 100 rupees, he should be so happy. You just something, he's an ordinary person. He didn't expect you all. He said, didn't you hear what he said? He said, what did he say? He said, I'm from Kashmir. My ustad, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. He's from Kashmir, from the place of my ustad. So those who know nisbat, they will know the value of that. There were those people that Allahu Akbar, they came, just they say a bhangi, a person who cleans a nice soil. But he came from the town of my ustad's town. Just because of that, gave him VIP treatment. But nisbat we don't know. So Sayyidu Sa'adat, to know the value of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Ulum-e-Quran, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Jamirul Ilm fi al-Quran. All knowledge, dunya's knowledge, all knowledge is in the Quran. Walakin taqatara anhu ifhamur rijal. But the knowledge, the understanding of man falls short. We can't understand it. And this is not our subject now, but there is ample ayat of the Quran to show that all our dunya necessary knowledge is also in the Quran. Until it was taught from the basis of masjid and the Quran, the ummah was far, far in advance. And they had gone very far. So anyway, so Allah says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And then Allah says, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They were in open dalal, kumrai, darkness, zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. What was the condition of the Arabs before? And today our condition is no difference. Only it's painted bright with yellow and green and all the other things. But we are worse than the pagan Arabs also. The horrible things they had, atrocities, terrible things are in us today. Not in the non-Muslims, not in the animals of the Western zoo and the Western jungles. In us as Muslims with Muslim names, worse things are in us, but it is just painted bright. Which Judge Akbar Allahabadi, a judge of the High Court of Allahabad, when the British were ruling India, he had said that, oh, this new Zamana, which looks so bright from outside, you are totally dark inside. It is just bright lights outside. You go to a casino, only darkness there, just some bright lights. You go to an escort agency, all the bright lights, but it is total darkness. So this is that. Allah, by these three things, by the barakat, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to the world. It's not really a time to make seerat jalsa. It's a time to bring seerat in our lives. Otherwise, a person in the name of seerat jalsa is sitting on the minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, this minbar is not my minbar. It's not the mutawalli's minbar, not the imam's minbar. It's the minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are guardians and we are responsible to look after it. We can't use this minbar for our agenda. We can't use this minbar for my purpose. It must be used for the purpose of for what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. So on a seerat jalsa and minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person cries and asks to send our daughters to universities to go and learn secular education, which is totally atheistic, where Allah doesn't exist, religion doesn't exist, where they fall haram pregnancies, haram abortions, and then suicidal they become, drug addicts they become, addicted to liquor and suicide. All this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's member for that? Is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerat for that? What is the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? يَسْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. What a noble thing. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That is for what the member of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So Allah give us understanding, and each one of us see which way are we heading to. Are we heading towards Jahannam or are we heading towards Jannah? When we type in on our GPS with our destination, if you're typing Jahannam or Jannat, many times on top, what do you call that? There's some words come. It helps you to what word you're looking for. Dictionary or whatever it is. So anyway, you type in J-A and you wanted to type Jannat, but it put Jahannam. And you didn't think and you press that button. And now your all directions are to Jahannam. And you are thinking you're going to Jannat. As many times when you type in your email, it gives you that word there and it highlights one word. And if you don't take, if your mind is not present, it is a test and you're just carrying on and you don't know what you wrote. It will give the complete opposite meaning. Now you wanted to type Jannat, you type Jahannam. Now you're following the directions. Where are you going to come out? You're going to come out in Jahannam. Are we going in the direction of Allah's pleasure or Shaitan's pleasure? Are we going for the pleasures of Jannat or the pleasures of dunya? Are we going to please people or please Allah? Live the lifestyle of the kuffar and the animals or the lifestyle of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hey, with all what's happening in Saudi. Now Qatar, all this World Cup and all that. What way, in which direction are we going? And we are proud about all these things and happy about it. So we should see which direction we are going, what we are doing. So great, great favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us. In the other ayat, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The same tazkiyah Allah is speaking about. And Allah uses again the word qad, definitely, undoubtedly. Aflaha, already they have become successful. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so kind. You made two rakats of nafal namaz for your father, isal al-sawab. You just made your niyat, you're still going to read your namaz. That sawab is gone to him already. Like when you send your email, you see that it's just gone, or you put it in archives or somewhere. How you just send it, more faster than that, it's already gone. You're still going to make your namaz. It's gone there already. So like that, already you have become successful. Who? Man tazakka, who made the tazkiyah, who made the islah. This is what we are gathered for, islahi jalsa. This is still relatively a new term, Allah shukar, by the coming of our mashayikh, right from the time of Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah in 63-65, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali came. Maulana Ihtisham al-Haq Sahib came. Then all our other great buzurgs came. They taught us when Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib came. And that Ramadan and the Khanqah in Stanger. And then when our Shaykh came and repeated, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali came, Haji Farooq Sahib came, how many of our buzurgs came? We got some idea what this tazkiyah. There is something like Khanqah, there is something like Islah, but still we haven't really got the concept. I admit I haven't got the concept. What is this tazkiyah? What is purification? If ask that person who is dirty, he became soiled. Your the mother, her little child, just washed her, bathed her, put perfume on her, shampoo, perfume, everything, and there she makes another big poo, the little child. And now she's dirty, that small child, the girl, the boy, filthy, dirty again. Now she has to, when the child is clean, while it's dirty, the mother can't hug it. The mother and the child has messed the dirt all around. Not only in her napkin, it came out of the napkin. The bed, her cot is messed also. Or she was lying on a big double king-size mattress. And she made a big mess there. All that has to be clean. But after it's clean, the mother will hug the child. The mother will love the child. We are dirty and filthy also. We can't see it with our eyes. The kufriyat that we have got in us, the shirkiyat that we have got, the nifaq that we have got, this is worse than all that also. One time we were at a place where we saw where the lions had made a kill. They killed some giraffes. We didn't see all that. But after that we came where the vultures and all the birds were eating on the giraffe, the carcass, what was left. And there was a terrible smell. We had to roll up the car windows immediately. It was that zamana, not press button, we open with the handle, we had to close the window. And we had to take out the itar and put here. But for them, it was a wonderful perfume they were smelling. So what we think is we are enjoying looking at a haram woman. And we are enjoying, we are engulfed in the flames of Jahannam. A person who is in the flames of the fire and he is enjoying, that person is not a mad person, is not a drunk, insane person, is really a person who got no iman left. So he can't feel the flames. A person who is an acute diabetic, he gets a heart attack, he doesn't feel the pain. Because he's such a diabetic. Other pains that he gets, boiling water on his legs, anywhere, he doesn't feel the pain. So because he's an acute diabetic, if our iman is gone so dead, so frozen, that we are looking at haram and we are enjoying it. And it isn't that we are not burning, we are burning, but our iman is dead, we can't feel it. We go in a supermarket, we have to go for our shopping, and there is music playing, men and women are mixing, we are flirting around with the cashier also, making jokes with her also, but it doesn't affect our iman. It's affecting it terribly, we are not noticing. We come to the masjid, a mahal, a nurani mahal, what a beautiful gathering. How many of us feel that happiness in our heart? Seeing the peace, somebody is in namaz, somebody is in ruku, somebody in tilawat, somebody in zikr, somebody in... It makes a person feel nice. Like if you come here, it's a cold day, and there is a heating facility, and the place is... you feel immediately warm. It's a hot day, and the fans, the aircon is on, you feel comfortable. Why is it we don't feel anything? Why is it we go to a supermarket, we go to the places of guna intentionally, paying big amounts of money to go places of guna? Can a mu'min do that? That we, one friend of ours, a doctor, wanted to enroll his son at a university to become a doctor. He says, when I went there to the university in South Africa, I thought I'm in Europe. The environment that was there, the terrible, rotten environment that was there, I said, I must pay a huge amount of money to send my son to Jahannam. I can't do that. So he felt that MashaAllah, is a real righteous, pious person, Jamaat work, etc. So, but who of us feel that? We go in the, we pay money to go into the haram places. We pay money to go and do all haram, and our iman, nothing is effective. Our namazes, we missing namaz with Jamaat, it means nothing to us. It's a small little thing. And what we say, why are you sweating the small stuff? Making namaz with Jamaat is a small stuff. You're making a big issue out of it. The masjid namaz is a small thing. Why are you making a big issue? We are musafir. We can make namaz on our own. Hey, how many we are, which side of the fence are we? Which direction are we going in? So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that we have to come to our senses and we have to see which side we are, which direction, what have we typed in, make sure we've got the right destination, otherwise we'll come to the wrong place. And then when we are there, at the time of mort, we're at the wrong place, we can't come back. We can't type in another destination and start our journey again. So let us be very aware. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى, who made that tazkiyah, who purified. Allah reward our buzur. And as myself personally I say, Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, who opened our eyes, who went out of his way to teach us, and how with love and kindness he taught us that this is the road you have to come to. Don't think you have become raqtum fazil way, alim way. You became great, great alims and fazil is nothing until you don't get your connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is the important thing. Allah says, kunu rabbaniyin, become rabbani, Allah wala. Become the man of Allah. Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab, on account of what you learned from the kitab, the Quran Sharif. It wasn't just you get a title of Mufti Sahib and Qari Sahib and Maulana Sahib and Qari Sahib. No, the object was it to become Rabbani. Kunu Rabbaniyin bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab wa bima kuntum tadrusun, all your dars and tadrees, your nahwa and your sarf, your adab and your lughat, and your fiqh and your hadith and your tafsir, was all that you become Rabbani. If you haven't reached your destination, you didn't become Rabbani, then you just stopped halfway. You did a great work becoming an alim, a hafiz, everything, but you didn't reach where you had to reach, which Maulana, our ulama explained, that Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali gives the example, a person gives azan, and after azan, another azan, another azan. Jamaat namaz is over. He's still giving azan. Something wrong with that person. Person is making wudu, another wudu, another wudu. Jamaat is over. He's still making, repeating wudu. Just like that, we are acquiring knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Amal is not coming. We are not becoming Rabbani. Something wrong with us. We tell that person has to go for, he has to go to serpenting. He has to go to the mental hospital. We also need to go to the mental hospital. We are only acquiring knowledge. We are all the time this knowledge, that knowledge, and the time of amal doesn't come. We haven't become Rabbani. The object is to become Rabbani. This is the effort. This is what is called tazkiyah, that we make amal on what we have learned. For that, let us consider and think that till today, each one ask ourselves, be sincere between me and Allah, that when did I make effort to build my iman? Most of us here, we were born Muslim, born in a Muslim house. There are a few who are reversed, mashallah, but most of us, we are born in, when did I make an effort on my iman? When did I bought a car, brand new car, top of the range, the best car. They gave me a full tank when I bought it, but I'm not filling petrol. I don't see to my tire pressure, water, radiator, all. I don't do any service, no maintenance on the car. That car, the best car, what is going to leave me on the road? The same way my house, I built my new house, and I was so particular at the beginning, the last corner, no speck of dust anywhere, but one day don't clean it, forget a week and a month, what will be the condition? Our iman, which Allah out of His fadl and kindness, He gave us birth in a Muslim home. All those who are reversed, Allah gave them the tawfiq, they accepted Islam. What effort did I make to maintain my iman? forget build and increase it. I take a ball and I throw it up in the air. It will go up, 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 but it's not going to go all the time up. It will come to a certain stage where it will stop, and it won't stay in the air. How fast it went up, more faster it will come down. This iman of ours, clearly it comes in the Quran, in the hadith, that our Quran Sharif or a half is even a person who did Nazra. If you don't look after your Quran, it runs more faster from you than a camel that is not tied. The hips of a Quran, and even Nazra don't read. We have ample cases where children learn to read Nazra. They went till matric from standard 6, from grade 8, they didn't touch Quran Sharif. Went to college, university, they didn't touch Quran. They got married, they didn't touch Quran. After that, they couldn't read. They saw they forgot the alphabets also. They saw they forgot everything also. Iman will go fast. We are in an environment where the dust and filth of this dunya is falling on our iman all the time. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to go to Mewat for the work of Tabligh roughly about 100 years ago. And Mewat, India at that time, before that is India, materially was very progressive. But at that time it was one of the most backward countries in the world, materially. And Mewat was even more backwards than that. No Machachos in Mewat, out of the question. No Kentucky in Mewat. And Maulana should just go for Deen's work and meet people only for Deen and only in the Masajid. But when he used to come back, he used to make feel that the rust and dust of this dunya has settled on my heart. A clean heart. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who is living in a little 10-cent shanty, he's got no electricity, he doesn't know there's load shedding. It makes no difference to him. His life is just carrying on. So if we haven't got light in our heart, light of Iman, and load shedding takes place when we go to the supermarket. We take a flight from here to Cape Town, 2 hours we are amongst the non-Muslims, predominantly, mainly, most of the time. We fly to Dubai and Qatar, 8 hours we fly, and we are with non-Muslims, but we don't feel any load shedding. Because if there is no light from before, you can't feel load shedding. But if we have light in our heart, when this air hostess coming to you, and when she wants to put on your seat belt, and she's right into your face with you, and she's going across you to put the seat belt, but we feel nothing. And if we're feeling good about it, that there is no iman there. And if we are feeling nothing about it, our iman is deep frozen. And if we are feeling good about it, there is no iman then. How beautifully somebody said, that iman which cannot see you from looking at haram, that iman which cannot control your tongue from shouting, swearing, backbiting, accusing, etc. How will that iman save you from the fire of Jahannam? When you are making the fire of Jahannam, when you're looking at haram, when you're talking haram, you are making the fire of Jahannam, you're going in that. How can it save you? So we have to be conscious and we have to think, when did I make effort on this iman? And that is why this Islahi Jalsa, Jalsa of Tazkiya and Islah, and what we call Khanka, and we call Zikr and Fikr, Zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and Fikr in the Makhlukat of Allah, so I become conscious of that. And there are few things for that. One is, that we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu zikrullah zikran kathira. The only command in the whole Quran which Allah has given with kathir is the zikr of Allah. Not for namaz did Allah say make lot of namaz. Not for zakat did Allah say give lot of zakat. But how many places in the Quran zikr of Allah zikran kathira, where Allah mentions, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ 10 qualities of great, great qualities. Only for the last quality Allah says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And those who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Allah reward, what great ulama we have got. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that it is this all, a beautiful garden a person has got. His beautiful daffodils, and his beautiful agapanthus, and his beautiful all the flowers, and the water features in there, the lawns that he has got there, the waterfalls he has got, a beautiful garden. A friend comes, and then naturally, what any excuse you go, wants to show him the garden first. Look at my garden. He asked him, but how your garden is middle of winter, and it's green, and it's lush. How do you manage that? How have you got that? He says, I've got wonderful water here, and I've got abundance of water, and my irrigation system is perfect. It waters the garden all the time. So that is why. So Maulana says that if a person has got innal Islam for man and woman, iman for man and woman, and all the wal muslimin wal muslimat, wal qanitin wal qanitat, wal sadiqin wal sadiqat, wal sabirin wal sabirat, wal khashin wal khashin, all those beautiful garden of iman we have got, which we haven't got value. We got value for the kuffar gardens today. We got value for other things, but the garden of iman is out of our mind. Forget the other people, it's not in our mind the garden of iman. And somebody has to ask, how come you have got this beautiful garden of iman? Your eyes are pure, your tongue is pure. Where you got this? How is it? At all times, winter, or when there are storms also, your garden is protected. You say, I've got, what is the thing? Wazakirin Allah, the zikr of Allah. Yeah, I've got, and that will keep the whole garden. So the zikr of Allah is extremely important. I ask myself, each one, when do I make my zikr of Allah? Have I got a 2 minute slot for the zikr of Allah? Ask ourselves between me, if I haven't got, be sure I haven't got a maintenance contract for my zikr. I haven't got garden service for my garden. I haven't got people to look after my pool. I haven't got anyone to zikr to protect to my iman, and to build my iman, and to maintain my iman. If we are not making zikr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, jaddidu imanakum, refresh, make new your iman. Dust is coming on your iman all the time, even when you are sleeping, even if you are in the masjid, from all sides, rust is coming on your iman. When are we removing it? When did I remove it? I'm 50 years old, I'm 60 years old. Did I ever remove the dust of my iman? What kind of iman of mine? And if it is gone so deep that I don't even think about it, that it is perhaps not non-existent, it's a thing of big, big worry then. At the time of mort, what will be my condition? So our iman, and then with the wonderful, powerful, what Allah has given us of La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes in a hadith that say 100 times La ilaha illallah a day, your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. If we will make our zikr, and we make it even without any concentration, great benefit. And if we do it properly as required, for that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with those two people who will teach you how to make the zikr, and do it for a little while, and then see that the same amount, 100 times what you did in unmindfulness, and 100 times you did it with concentration, what great power the zikr has got. La ilaha illallah, laysa lahu hijabun dun Allah. Nothing can block it from reaching the arsh by Allah Ta'ala. And then it goes and it takes from the arsh of Allah, where all our treasure is under the arsh of Allah, is a great treasure box. And take from there the love of Allah, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, connection with Allah, love of Allah, love of deen. Take it all, what you 100 times, and then see the condition of your iman. Then see how you will hate all this honey-coated poison of sports, this match fixing, which is gambling today. You will hate it. The lifestyle of the animals with the pet jeans and the torn jeans and half socks, you will hate it. And you will love sunnah, and the value of one sunnah will come in your heart. But make the zikr of Allah. That is what is required. Take out time and to say 100, how? Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusr. For this great operation, you're not going to pay money by the millions. You are not going to go for a scan, and the scan causes a cancer in your body. You are not going for an MRI, and the MRI causes you other diseases in your body. You are not going for all the stupid treatments which they give. You are diabetic, and what they give you, just to suppress it. And now, it was a big story, and a big discussion in the doctors, that they are going to treat pain as an illness on itself. The pain is an alarm bell that now this is wrong with you. But now the alarm, they want to put it off. There is a fire. You got the alarm system in your house for fire. And you say, I don't want the fire, so I'll put the alarm off. That is what they are doing with the painkillers. That is what they are doing with the antibiotics. That the alarm is telling you this is like something wrong in your body. Get it sorted out, treat it. But they're putting off the alarm. And they're just giving you lessons just to suppress that pain. And we feel that is the solution. Allahu Akbar. One person went to Hakim Sahib and he told him, I ate 10 raw rotis. Rotis or bread which wasn't still baked. Rotis which had baked on the tawa. I ate 10 raw rotis and my stomach is very, very sore. Constipation. The amount of wind that has filled up in my stomach. And my very painful it is. The Hakim Sahib said, acha. He gave him eye ointment. He said, eye ointment? My stomach is sore. Now I've got a problem. He said, I have to treat the source of your disease. You couldn't see with your eyes 10 raw rotis. Not 1, 2, 10 raw rotis. I have to first treat your eyes. So that treatment, they treat the cause of the disease. And where they treat the pain, and they just kill the pain. Just subdue it with the painkiller. But the disease is still there. So Allah reward our ulama. Really, what mashayikh. And this is not an Indian thing, tazkiya in khanqa. It is a nabawi thing. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْعِكْمَةِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. It's a Quran Sharif thing. It's a thing from Hadith Sharif. So this is what we have been given. And we have been, our ulama and our mashayikh have taught us that, for example, you love recognition. You love praises. Good, no problem. But what they did? The tasawwuf is so kamil that they teach you that you don't have to make izala, remove that desire that you must be recognized, that you must be praised. You must remove it. Make imala. Turn it in the right direction. Don't wait for praises from people. Wait for praises from Allah. Don't do it for people's sake. Do it for Allah's sake. 8-10 billion people in the world. How many people are you going to impress? For how long? 1 generation? 2 generations? How long are you going to impress? Do it for Allah's sake. Forever. And Allah is Na'mal Qadirin. Nobody can appreciate how Allah appreciates. Small, small things. So do it for Allah's sake. And permanently you're going to get the reward. Our tasawwuf of our mashayikh, Allahu Akbar. How they have treated it. A person has got anger. And he comes to the sheikh, to Maulana. And he's concerned. I need anger management. My anger must be in control. They don't treat the anger. The anger is because of pride you got in you. So they treat the pride, the anger will go away by itself. You got too much time for your soccer and your cricket and your sports and your kuffar type of lifestyle. You don't have to treat that. This person hasn't got love of akhirat. Put love of akhirat and see all the things will just fall by the side. If you got lot of gunas, you don't have to worry of removing the gunas. Correct your namaz. A person who makes his 5 times namaz, like the leaves fall off the tree in autumn, all your gunas will fall off. And you got lot of gunas on you sticking to your body. It doesn't want to go off your body. You just make your 5 times namaz. It's like you are fasting in a river that has got fast flowing water that knocks against your body and removes all the dirt from it. So just get the person. This is the tasawwuf which our mashayikh has taught us. So this is what we have to get. So the zikr of Allah. What every zikr, la ilaha. That what you are doing? Vacuuming. Taking out all the dirt from the heart. Kufr and shirk. nifaq and love of dunya, all that you are taking out, illallah, you are putting Allah's love in it. Do it for 100 times, it takes you about 3-4 minutes, that's all. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But do it. If we will do it, ask ourselves, I'm today 30 years old, 50 years old, am I making my zikr daily? 2-3 days we make zikr, I'm a big zakir. No, regularly. And not only this zikr, also without any concentration is also beneficial. So what can you say of the zikr that is done with concentration? The zikr that is done properly, one sitting of zikr will remove all this. Zikr, la ilaha, is the greatest scraper of the heart. It removes, it's the greatest vacuum. Like you have a wonderful vacuum machine that picks up every small dirt from the carpet. One time you vacuum and your whole carpet is clean. The greatest vacuum, vacuum of the heart. And 100 times your heart will become pure. And remember also, the heart is like a mirror. And a mirror, when you shine a light on it, then it magnifies that light, makes it more brighter and spreads it out. That's the principle behind a torch. The small bulb is very small, but it's got that around it, like that mirrored around it. And the small light makes it so bright and sends the light so far. How far the light goes. Like that, the heart. But my light is not reaching, not reaching me. Not reaching we are the mu'mineen. We have got the light of Iman, but the heart is gone dirty. So it's not spreading. We don't feel when I'm in a wrong environment, something has happened to my Iman. Nobody noticed a Muslim has come in here. If we got that Iman, they'll also feel it, that a Muslim has come here. In how many occasions, the non-Muslims, they say it looks like there's a Muslim amongst us. They could feel the power of that Muslim. We haven't got that in us. We have become like the kuffar. We are mixing with them. Sports ground, we play with them. Politics is with them. Business is with them. Outings is with them. We like one of them. Where is our Iman gone? Where are the mu'mineen gone? We need that to come into our lives. One person, a shepherd or a hunter, caught a cub, a baby lion, brought it home and made it grow up with the sheep. Eventually it was eating grass like the sheep. Lion is ghost khawawaro. He eats sayyidu ta'am, he eats meat. And he's eating grass, he became a Hindu, eating veggies all the time. Vegetarian he became. And then he started bleating like the sheep. He forgot his own language, the roar of a lion, which shakes the whole jungle. Hey, and now what he became? Bleating, how the sheep bleat. Meh, that's all me, for me, I all just worried of myself. He forgot who he is. And he was this real lion of the jungle came there and saw him. He said, oh, my brother is very sick. He's lost his appetite. He's got ready samosas and pies here. All the sheep he can feed, eat them breakfast, supper. None left for lunch, none left for supper. But he's not eating them. And when he saw, he forgot his language also. He's bleating like them. He said, my brother, he said, I'm not your brother. These are my brother. Oh, he's forgotten his identity also. He doesn't know where he belongs also. He told him, you are very, very, very sick. You need ICU treatment. Come, let me take you. And he took him down to the river, the dam. And he showed him his reflection in the water. And he asked him, do you look like me or like that stupid sheep? So then he realized, he says, I look like you. I look like you. So that lion of the jungle roared, and he had it recorded in his heart. But it was covered with dust. Our Iman is covered with rust and with dust. We don't know what is that la ilaha illallah. What a power it has got in it. We also don't know. So then he tried and he roared. He said, yeah, now I can understand. Now will any sheep be left? When he goes back, he'll have some for breakfast and the balance for lunch. Nothing will be left for supper. Because we also, unfortunately, we're living in the non-Muslims. We also eating junk food like them. They eating junk food, we eating junk food. They eating haram, we eating haram. We have just become like them. Our language has become like that. We will be successful with university degrees. Ataturk, the terrible leader of the Turks, he said that I don't need a book. Quran Sharif, Na'udzubillah, they talked about olives and about figs. I need a book of industrial revolution, of growth in economy, in industry. I need a book like that. He became so ill, and the only relief he got of his terrible pain was from olives and figs. That was the only relief he could get. So Allah, we forgot our language. We forgot our identity. Today we are proud, good people. Allah, make me maaf, make us all maaf. All of us complain. The wife comes, he is buying torn jeans now. Hey, he's an alim and he's buying torn and patched jeans. Hey, we forgot our identity also. And we identify with the kuffar. And we are happy to identify with the governments of the time. All, even all Muslim country governments are really what's happening in Saudi. Can you ever by any measure, can you call it an Islamic government? What are they doing there? Anyway, Qatar, what is happening there? Where is a Muslim country? In Pakistan, anywhere in the world. So we are identifying with the government and we are identifying with all the kuffar. We forgot our identity. We forgot our language also. We need one Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We need one Umar ibn al-Khattab to come here and shake us and take out all the dust and dirt and realize we have got La ilaha illallah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam right at the beginning said, Qulu La ilaha illallah, Qulu La ilaha illallah, Qulu La ilaha illallah, Tuflihu. I'll give you such a word, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the world will fall at your feet. You will be the rulers of the world. When the effort was made and they brought not the words of La ilaha illallah, the reality of it in their heart, the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome fell at their feet. These people who they said, they can't do anything. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his father told him, you can't graze the animals. How, what you going to do in life? When he ruled over two and a quarter million square miles, the world he was ruling. What was it? That نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Islam gave us this honor. وَإِنْ نَسْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. We are looking at Qatar Sports Stadium, and we are looking at the universities, and we are looking at the shopping places, and we are looking at the government. It's not there. It is in Islam. Bring the reality of Iman. This is this Islam that we are talking. This La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Make this dhikr also. إِلَهُمَّ Allah. Is there another God but Allah? La ilaha illallah. With feeling and passion, how can it be? La ilaha illallah. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. All the other gods are better. We are associating with Allah. If Allah is good, La ilaha illallah. Clean our hearts. Our hearts have become faulty, have become rotten, have become carrion, have stinking. La ilaha will, a heart that is gone dead. A heart that is like mud when it dries up and all that like small pieces of mud. And you don't want to touch it with your hand. La ilaha illallah will give it that life and that power that you cannot imagine. This of Fuzail ibn Ayyaz rahmatullah. What was his condition? Where did La ilaha illallah? Ask Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. What was his condition? Where did La ilaha? Allah gave us this zikr. Make this zikr. This is, if we go with and we start making zikr on a daily basis, 5 minutes, it doesn't take long, 100 times and then see, and 100 and then make zikr. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Today it has just come on my tongue, zikr and fikr. No, what is the zikr to make the zikr? Fikr. That is a beautiful ashar that we sang. That young lady that looks so beautiful, another 30, 40 years, what will her condition be? Hey, her teeth will have fallen out. Her cheeks will have gone in. You are dying over her. Now you run from her. Hey, this is what this dunya is. Run to Allah. Fatirru ilallah. Go towards Allah. There is our salvation. So the zikr, the speaker, and together with that, there is much more also. The other is our salat, which we tried to explain yesterday. Namaz is for everyone. Make namaz in your masjid. Who you think is making a namaz better than mine, emulating. Try and make your namaz. When you have reached there, in your area, see who is making a good namaz. We'll make namaz with him. Try and find the person who is making a good namaz. Emulate. Make our namazes. Ask the ulama, how can I, not just up, down, kissing the ground, back to town. That is not namaz. Namaz is not a physical exercise. Namaz is not just unmindfulness. We hardly know that what namaz I'm reading. No, namaz is a reality. So make namaz our object. And then a fourth great thing for this, Allah has left so many avenues open. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam Nushrah, وَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. One difficulty, Allah made a thousand ways out for it. Your Islam, not only one, zikr is enough, fikr is enough, namaz is enough, all that is enough, but Allah made so many. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That you want this, just stay with the sadiqeen. And who are the sadiqeen? Who you feel in your heart. Whether that person is like that or not doesn't matter to you. In your heart you feel this person will guide me to Allah. You just be with that person. Be in his company and you will see that Allah will make you more higher than him also. Allah will take you to heights which you cannot imagine and dream about. Hey, just like that is Jannah. Allah will make your condition like that. That I could not imagine, I could be just where Allah is giving me. Ma'iyat of Allah, ma'rifat of Allah, love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my success in tahajjud. And at tahajjud you're making shukr, people are sleeping, enjoying their sleep. You are making shukr, you are with Allah. Allah, you put other people their enjoyment in their sleep, you put my enjoyment with you. When a slave woman got up for her tahajjud, her master, a wali of Allah, buzur, he told her, and she was making dua, and she said, oh Allah, by the love that you have got for me, he was a bishayikh, he told her, don't say the love you have got for me, say the love I have got for you. Where was her position? They said, if that was the case, he shouldn't let you be sleeping a sweet sleep, and let me be engaged with you. He's got that love that he's got for me. He's kept me, and I'm crying to Allah, and I'm sobbing in front. That is what which you cannot imagine Allah will give you. So Allah has given us this occasion. This is why we have come here. This is why Allah has brought us here. Main aaya nahi, laaya gaya hoon. Main samjha nahi, samjhaya gaya hoon. Main laakh samjha, main nahi samjha. Main samjhaya gaya hoon. I haven't come myself. Allah has brought me. Now let us take what Allah wants to give us. Hayya ala salah, we replied. And take hayya ala salah with us. We have come here. Take this complete success. Take the zikr of Allah. Take the fikr of the creation. How Allah has made. Take our namaz. Make our namaz. And take the company of the righteous and the pious. Sit in their company and see where Allah will take us. Take out a maintenance contract. Become bay'at and alhamdulillah. Allah has blessed our country. There are great mashayikh here in the Gauteng area, in the Durban area, whole Natal area, in the Cape Town area, everywhere they are. We need eyes to see. They are there. They are just who our heart takes to and who we feel comfortable with. Make our association with them. That is, become bad to them and follow their treatment and what they tell us to do. And you will see that the Jannah which no eye has seen, your condition will become like that. Not in Jannah, here in this dunya. And then you won't be only that to go and meet Allah. You will have met Allah before you go and meet Allah. And a person who has met Allah, what greater joy can there be? It is a matter of us applying our, Allah remove the veil from our heads and our eyes. لا تعمل أبصار. It's not the eyes that have got blind. ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The hearts which are in the bosom, they have become blind. May Allah guide us. We have got this opportunity. We don't just if that tomorrow the sun has to rise from the west. There are so many people who will make Tawbah. There are so many people, not the animals of the zoos and the jungles, But our people who will be taking videos of the sun rising, they won't get tawfiq of making tawbah. The time will have gone, but their idea will be making videos at that time. So we don't know when it will happen. It is the Mars, our near one, or the nearest planet. In 2004, the sun is already risen on the west on Mars. We don't know when it will happen yet, and then the doors of Tawbah are closed. No matter how much a person will cry after that, it's not going to help him. Now is the time. When the signs of Akhirat are clear, then a person who makes Tawbah and he does good deeds, nothing will be accepted by Allah. Now is the time. So don't waste time. Don't procrastinate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, Sab'an, are you waiting for 7 conditions to happen? You waiting for illness to come to you, then you're going to turn to Allah? You wait until you become paralyzed and you become you get a stroke? You are waiting when you become poor and you are so occupied in earning money, no time for ibadah? Are you waiting till you become so rich that you are so involved in money that you can't get time for the ibadah of Allah? Are you waiting for that time that you become mentally senile, disarranged, and you don't remember, you don't know what to do, then you're going to make the ibadah of Allah? Are you waiting for Dajjal to come? And from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, the worst test and trial, calamity, is that of Dajjal. Are you waiting for a Qiyamah to come, then you're going to start making? Don't let us delay. Let us get into it. So this is, that is the success of our Jalsa. If two people came and they make fikr of the Islam, we are successful. If 2,000 people came and none of us, then it is not a khanka, our sheikh should say, it's a khamakha. It's just a waste of time, eating, drinking and partying, there's nothing in it. But if it is that fikr comes into us, I must be worried of myself. Before I'm worried, my wife and my children, that person there and that person is out of line, I'm out of line. I must put myself right first. We are worried of the whole world, but we're not worried of ourselves. Worry of the world, but first worry about ourselves. Then worry about the rest of the world also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, reward everyone for coming, those who arranged the jalsa and went out of the way, and what wonderful talks. Like this morning, those who are not present, try and listen to those talks of this morning. The talks were like rain coming on a dry land, where it was completely dry, and now rains fall, and now things start growing. Wonderful, like a dirty, filthy house, now it was cleaned out, and it is clean again. You didn't bath for 6 months, 1 year, your body, under your arms, your waist, dirt and filth, now you got clean, like that the talks were. And Allah reward all the ulama, these wonderful programs, and all who arrange them, and we can refresh our iman, rejuvenate our iman, the generator of iman. There can be load shedding, you got your generator with you, you will be alright, you will carry on. Allah gave that to us, and all, and those two little boys I saw, one boy there, small boy, but they making notes. How many of us are making notes? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, keep a diary and make a note. If you don't keep a diary and don't make a note, you will get diarrhea. Whatever you hear, like diarrhea, it will just go. You just have heard, Sami'na, one husband told his wife, that you know, you, whatever I told, the wife told the husband, whatever I tell you goes in the one ear, comes out from the other ear. I tell you to buy bread, milk, you just come empty-handed. You never do what I tell you. So he told her, you know, you, whatever I tell you, it comes out, goes in the one ear, and it comes out from your mouth. And then the way you scream, and you shout, and all that, it all comes out from your mouth. Let us collect what? Force it whenever we set for ta'aleem, any talk of deen. Make the niyat that I'm going to listen attentively. Make that niyat. Don't just say I'm listening attentively. Make the niyat, I'm going to listen attentively. I'm going to capture it. I'm going to make hifazat of it in my heart. I'm going to make amal on it. And I'm going to pass it on to others and say how much we will benefit. One bayan, we have many bayans in our life. We made many bayans, but make this and then say how much we benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Read the root shirin, inshallah. If it's gone too late, all will go and sleep. But if we all are going and talking around, making a big noise, and we are on our cell phones, that means it's not late still. It's still early. Another 2 hours we can carry on. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, we cannot thank you enough for granting us Iman and Islam. For this occasion of thinking about refreshing and reviving and making strong our Iman. Oh Allah, to worry about our Islah in our Tazkiyah. To worry about our preparation for Akhirat, oh Allah. Only you gave us this tawfiq, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all the brothers who have come, big sacrifices they have made. And here they are making sacrifices, they are going through mujahada, difficulty, all for to bring this deen into our lives, oh Allah. By their sacrifices, make it easy for all of us. Make it most beneficial for all of us, oh Allah. For our family members, for all that who we love and desire good for. Oh Allah, may you accept it from us. Make it a storage forever in Jannah for us, oh Allah. In Jannah, in Firdaus, make our complete Islah, our aqaid, our beliefs, our Iman, oh Allah. Our muamalat and muashara, O Allah. Our akhlaqiyat and our adab, O Allah. Let us fulfill the rights of everyone, O Allah. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, O Allah. Give us the fikr of akhirat, O Allah. Dunya is temporary. Dunya is flimsy. Real life is akhirat. Eternal life is akhirat. Give us this reality, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making your zikr, O Allah. And give us the love of zikr, O Allah. Give us the reality of fikr and to ponder in your creation and to come to the correct conclusions, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the reality of namaz. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam declared, the coolness of my eyes, my life's enjoyment is in namaz. Grant us that, O Allah. O Allah, give us the company of the righteous and the pious, O Allah. And let us truly benefit from their company, O Allah. O Allah, make us all become righteous and pious. Become your beloved servants, O Allah. Be pleased with us, O Allah. Never be displeased with us, O Allah. Accept from us, O Allah. We destroy our amal. You preserve our amal, O Allah. You are that kind being. We run from you. You catch us and bring us to you, O Allah. You are so merciful. You are so loving. You are so kind, O Allah. Accept us all. Our families, our progenies, O Allah. Our families, O Allah. Everyone accept us, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.